All right, here we go. Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Freddie Kiger cranking it up.
Yeah, we're going to do some number one hits today. Number one hits.
Got his guitar slung around his shoulders.
That's right.
This morning, ready to go. Yeah, number one hits.
Yes. And we're going to return to the year 1965.
Ah.
An oldie to make you feel moldy.
One of the best years in music history.
That was a good year.
Yeah.
So it would be 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
This day, that's number one.
Wow.
This tune was on top of the Billboard charts. Name it and the group.
Uh-huh.
And can name the song's original writer, because this was a remake.
Mm-hmm.
Name the tune, name the group, and who wrote the song?
Great question. All right, Freddie, hand me the record and let's go. I'm putting the needle down right now.
There we go.
Turn. Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger asking a trivia question today about the Byrds.
The Byrds.
One of my favorite
groups
of all time.
Turn.
From California.
Yep.
Words from the book of Ecclesiastes.
Chapter.
In the Bible.
Exactly. Chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes.
Yeah, exactly.
But the man who wrote the song?
Pete Seeger,
exactly. Yeah, the tune stayed at number one for 3 weeks.
Great song.
It was a great song.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Ecclesiastes, Pete Seeger, The Byrds.
Yeah, love
that very distinctive 12-string guitar.
No, Rickenbacker.
Yes.
Jim McGuinn.
Yep.
Known now as Roger McGuinn.
Yes.
For some unknown reason.
Yep.
I ran across a video the other day on YouTube that showed The Byrds performing this song and some others, and a very young David Crosby.
That's right.
Who looked completely different.
Yep.
And David McCallum, the man from Uncle, and Ducky on NCIS. Was introducing them.
How about that?
And very young David McCallum as well.
Ilya Kuryakin.
Yeah, I put that.
The man from Uncle.
I put that on Facebook.
United Network Command for Law and Enforcement. Who was their big enemy?
The big enemy?
Who was the big enemy to Uncle?
I don't know.
Thrush.
Oh, yeah.
Thrush.
Okay.
I don't remember what the acronym stands for.
Well.
But that's another question for another time.
Yes. Well, hey, thanks for bringing back the memories, Freddie.
Yes, sir. See you tomorrow, buddy.
I love Rock and Roll Tuesday.